Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek for Food for Thought on this Friday afternoon. And in studio is Allie Carson, who is here at Siouxland Public Media on the other side of the microphone. Hi there.
Hello. Yes, it's odd being on the other side of the microphone, but here I am.
Well, Allie, you know we've been interviewing staff about favorite recipes, and we've gotten around to you today. And I'm really curious to see what recipe and dish you're going to talk about today.
Yes. Well, everybody else around here was giving me a hard time that I was going to give you something Velveeta-based. Since that is a staple of Midwestern cooking. And I guess I'll go back into a little history of the kind of foods that I grew up with before I talk about what I have here today. Well, I'll just say it's a butternut squash soup.
Mm.
And that was not something that was made in my household growing up. My mom made basically two soups. It was either chili or chicken noodle, and that was it. So butternut squash soup is definitely something that was never made at my house, and even like eating all these different kinds of squash, we didn't do that.
Well, I know that you went to college at Dort. Where exactly did you grow up?
In Rock Valley.
In Rock Valley.
In Little Rock Valley, Iowa.
And have you been anywhere other than Sioux City as a in the professional field?
Well, I studied abroad in London for a summer and experienced all kinds of wonderful food there. You just like eat your way through the city, and that introduced me that introduced me to Indian food, which is one of my favorite foods. And I've tried to kind of replicate, you know, your orange chicken, or not orange chicken. What is it?
Was it duck?
No.
No?
No, the chicken tikka masala. That's what it is. And the butter chicken, not orange chicken, butter chicken. How could I forget that? So, but I've tried to make that at home, and it's not as good. You might as well go over to Shahi Palace, and they'll give you a big serving, and you'll have leftovers, and that's wonderful. So, but yeah, I was in London, and, you know, that really exposed me to different foods and different cultures, and that's really how I experience food now. Is it's a way to experience a different culture. And when I plan to go on vacations, when I travel, that's part of the reason why I go, is just to eat. Like I went to Portland last year, just to drink coffee and eat, and see some sights. But the coffee and the food was a big motivating factor. And I was in Chicago for a semester in college, too. They don't really have anything that special. Deep dish pizza. See, and some flaming cheese from a little Greek place.
Oh, Saganaki.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oompa.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'd never seen that before.
So, do you enjoy cooking?
I wish I was better at it and I would enjoy it more. Because just this past weekend, I was making this butternut squash soup, and I had made it over a month ago, and that time it turned out really well, because I was mostly going from scratch or vaguely from a recipe. I take recipes as suggestions at this point. But this past weekend when I made it, something wasn't quite right, because since I made it from scratch, I don't know what I did the last time, and I tried to, like, you know, lay out this little recipe of what I thought I put in it, and it must not have been the same stuff, because it's not quite the same. And you saw me in the break room just eating it. It's really thick. I don't know. Well, might need to be diluted.
the texture. I mean, when you were getting it out of the refrigerator, I thought maybe it was a dessert, because has so much air in it, and it's so frothy and effervescent. But it's actually a soup.
It's a soup. Yeah, but. Yeah, you saw it. It was really thick, and I'm just not sure if that's what it was supposed to look like.
Well, that's the fun thing about a recipe, is it evolves, and you can, you know, keep working on it and trying new things until, you know, you get it the way you like it. So
yeah, I think it needed more liquid, more broth in it. So
tell us about the recipe.
Okay, so you need one butternut squash, one onion. And I That's another thing. My mom never cooked with onions. She does not like them. And I do. I cook with them all the time. I almost always have an onion in the fridge, but I go with the sweet onions, not the very flavorful ones, since, you know, gotta adjust the palate. Get it acclimated, I suppose. And then two medium carrots are in there. Celery, and I really like apples, so I did two large apples, so it's actually a butternut squash apple soup. And then, you know, you've got your broth and your spices. Let's see, did some cinnamon and ginger and a little bit of nutmeg, salt, pepper, fresh sage, just chop that up. Some recipes say to, like, put the leaves in there whole and then take them out, but I chop it up and just puree it right in there. So that's about it. Oh, and the heavy whipping cream.
Oh. Well, no wonder it's so frothy and yummy looking.
Yes, that's the secret ingredient is the heavy whipping cream. Some recipes for butternut squash soup will say, you know, to put like sour cream in it or, yeah, but not, I haven't never seen one that said heavy whipping cream, but I have a chef friend who showed me.
Oh. Don't you think soup is always better the next day, too,
kind of marinates?
Yeah.
And the microwave does some magical microwave stuff to it. I don't know.
Those flavors kind of all meld together.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Good leftovers, then.
Yeah, and certainly in the realm of comfort food.
Yes.
Even though we haven't really needed comfort food this week because of the weather.
No, I was feeling a little bit guilty eating that today. It's like, oh, it's 70 degrees outside and I'm eating soup. Then, and it's a very fall soup. So, yeah, I think that was maybe part of the flavor of it this time, too, is, you know, it's not squash season. So.
Well, you may be glad by the end of the week because we're talking about some more wintry conditions that you have some comfort
blizzard
soup. But,
yeah.
Did you have another recipe today that you wanted to talk about? Cake?
These are very fall recipes, but that's one of my favorite, you know, cooking times because it starts to get cold and, you know, you need that comfort food. So this is a dark chocolate pumpkin swirl bread. And it's delicious. The last time I made this, I used the last of my pumpkin puree. And this was from a blue pumpkin from the Sioux City Farmers Market. So this big, you know, big pumpkin that I made and was ambitious and made my own pumpkin puree and froze it. The recipe says canned, but, you know, when you have the farmers market right here with giant pumpkins that you can eat. Then you do that. So I guess now I'll have to go back to using the canned pumpkin now that I'm out, finally out in February of my pumpkin from the farmer's market. But that, yeah, I mean, this, it's a pumpkin bread, but then with half of the batter gets some dark chocolate in it, you know, the bars of it, dark chocolate cooking. You know, you unsweeten, and then cocoa powder mixed with that. So it's really rich. And then the recipe that, it was on the cover of Better Homes and Gardens magazine, and it was just this beautiful picture of this swirled bread, and I'm like, that looks delicious. But when I make it, I add pecans, sometimes pepitas, sometimes both, and some mini chocolate chips or some dark chocolate chips, too.
So is it a bread or a cake or something?
It's a bread.
Okay.
It's a bread.
All right. Sounds kind of decadent.
It is.
With the chocolate.
But I eat it for breakfast. Because it has pumpkin in it, right? So then, you know, it's healthy.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we steer people to our Facebook page if they want to listen to this interview or...
Photos of this together because I made.
You do. Okay. So photos, and then would you put the recipes on there too?
Yes, I have the recipes. If you want delicious bread and soup for the cold that is coming back to us.
Well, we like to think that we might be parting ways with winter, but you know that's not usually the case.
No, that groundhog was wrong, or maybe he was right.
I guess we'll find out, won't we? Well, Allie, it's been a pleasure, and it's great to have a chance to get to know you a little bit better, and say that you're doing such a great job here at Siouxland Public Media.
Thank you.
And I know how much our listeners appreciate that. So thank you very much. And we'll do this again at a future time. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Allie Carson from Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought today. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend.